Here's a check on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. A survivor of a monument cliff fall wants railings installed, but warning signs will go up instead. Paula Kaplan Reese, after her fall, went back to work as a psychotherapist and is still traveling to her vacation home in Canaan, New York, for her base and the hiking she and her husband love to do in the Berkshires. But Kaplan Ross wants to make sure no one else stumbles off Squaw Peak and falls 75 feet to a rock outcropping. She reached out to officials at the trustees of the reservation which manages the mountain. The nonprofit has decided to place new signs and better educate hikers to warn them of the perils around the boulder field at the top, with its many a hanging crag, as William Cullen Bryant put it in his poem Monument Mountain. Kaplan Reese, it was an experienced hiker, and she initially wanted a railing installed. For Connecticut motorists in the northwest corner, Massachusetts has a new law in effect. The measure, which had languished in the Massachusetts legislature for years, got signed last fall and was the last place in New England to ban cell phone use while driving. If you get caught between now and March 31st, police will offer warnings during what's being called a grace period. Offenses after that will result in fines of $100 to $500. There is small print to consider. Drivers can't read or write text, but they can view navigational videos or pictures mounted appropriately on the dash. The law allows for a single tap or swipe to activate or deactivate hands-free technology. A special meeting of the Board of Selectmen in Kent will be held at Town Hall at 9 a.m. In Cornwall, 10 a.m., SVNA Wellness Clinic at the Parish House, 7:30, Economic Development Commission at the Union. In Town of Northeast, coming up on Wednesday, the Planning Board meets at 7:30. And in Dover, New York, coming up on Wednesday at 6:30, a meeting of the Town Board at Town Hall. ABC committee meeting has a meeting on a Wednesday. That is at the Central Office Conference Room at 7 p.m. Kent Memorial Library hosting a class about grief. It begins Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. at 32 North Main Street. It'll be led by town resident Ron Marasco, a retired professor with 27 years of experience at the College of Communication and Fine Arts. Also on Wednesday, Berkshire's Jewish Federation will host a free lecture presented by Hugh Black at 10:45 to mark the 75th anniversary of the liberation from Auschwitz concentration camp in Germany. The event will take place at Knesset Israel on Colt Road in Pittsfield. A kosher lunch will be served at noon with a suggested donation of $2 for adults over 60, $7 for all others. Berkshire Paint and Sip will host a fundraiser to benefit the VFW Post in Great Barrington 8348 on Friday from 6 till 8 p.m. at the Great Barrington VFW on Route 7. You'll paint a Lily of the Valley on a 16 by 20 canvas. A $35 donation includes all painting materials and snacks. The annual dance performance of Lahotchkiss Dance Company is happening at the Walker Auditorium February 28th and 29th at 7:30, free admission. More information, hotchkiss.org/arts. Alzheimer's Association is asking you to join their volunteer kickoff, Leap into Action, at the Falls Village Inn on Railroad Street in Falls Village on Saturday from 1 till 3. Anybody who signs up to volunteer will receive a special offer of $5 off an event at Lime Rock Park. More information or to RSVP, Thogan, THOGAN, at ALZ.org. Stockbridge Library is hosting author David Levering Lewis, W.E.B. Du Bois, Then and Now, on Saturday at 4 o'clock. Du Bois was born in 1868 in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. Professor Lewis's talk is given in honor of W.E.B. Du Bois and Black History Month. The Sharon Women's Club's 16th Annual Chili Dinner is coming up at the Sharon Firehouse on Saturday, February 29th, 5:30 to 7:30. Both meat and vegetarian chili are available, combined with salad and homemade desserts, $14 per person. Raffles also will be available. If you prefer placing a takeout order for either the chili, 16 ounces for $8, or the full meal, you can do so. Pickup is from 4:30 to 7:30 at the Firehouse. To order tickets, contact Betsy Hall at 860-364-0663. American Legion Post 178 hosting its monthly pancake breakfast from 7 to 11. That is coming up on Sunday, March 1st. Pancakes, French toast, syrup, sausage, bacon, eggs, home fries, toast, coffee, hot chocolate, tea. You can eat in there or take it out. $8 for adults, $6 for children and seniors. All the money that is raised goes to their multiple projects they're involved in, 4-H, children's activities, and the Post Wounded Warrior Fund, which assists local veterans in need. Meanwhile, at the Interlaken, coming up on March 1st, Sunday, it is the Benefit Brunch for Community Systems. More information, Morgan's Grill at the Interlaken, 860-435-9878. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, also by Salisbury Bank and Trust.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 1,030.34 points yesterday, down almost 4% to 27,962.07. The S&P 500 was down 111.80, also almost 4% at 3225.95, and the NASDAQ down 357.79, once again almost 4%. It starts off today at 9,088.90. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.